Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah will now discuss other areas that people divide. Let's say a person has a garden or a field of tevua, field of grain, and either it was owned jointly and then they decided to divide it, or they just have two fields or two gardens next to each other. So what is the halacha regarding making a mechitza, making a partition? So that depends. Our Mishnah is going to be talking about a case where there is no set minhag. There is no set minhag one way or the other of how is done in that place, whether or not they build a wall, they don't build a wall. So therefore, the Mishnah sets for us what the standard should be without a minhag. V'chein bagina. So also with a garden, we say it's like makom shenagu ligdor. It's considered a place where the minhag is to make a fence, because a garden is a more private area, and therefore, even if there is no set minhag, we consider the minhag to be that they should build a fence, and therefore one party can demand it. Mechayven oso, therefore you obligate the other party to do it if one party wants it. Avol babika, when it comes to a field of grain, makom shenagu shelo ligdor, that's like a place where the minhag is not to make a getter, not to make a fence, and therefore, hey, mechayven oso, you can't obligate him to make it. Ella, in rotsa, so what does the one party do if he wants a fence? Kones l'soch shelo uvona, he's got to enter into his own area. He's got to build a wall within his own space, ubona. He can't use the joint space. He's got to use the space within his space. He's got to move back a foot or two and then build his wall there. Now, if he wants to identify that it's he who built the wall, the wall belongs to him, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that after if it falls, it makes a difference about who built the wall, if they built it jointly or not. So he wants to indicate that this was built by himself, not by his partner or his neighbor. So he makes a chazis mibachutz. Osa chazis mibachutz, he makes a marker on the outside of his wall to indicate that he built it. That marker is a amma by amma square of sid, of plaster, and that indicates that it's his. And the reason that he builds it on the outside is because if you build it on his side, then if that was the rule of where to build the indicator, then his friend could just as easily build it on his side too and say, yeah, we're 50-50. So therefore you have to build it on the outside where his friend is located. Therefore, in this case where he built it himself, if the wall falls, hamakom avanim shelo, the place where it's located and the stones all belong to him because he made it within his domain. However, if they both agreed to build it, then bonus akosla b'emsa. Then, as we saw in the previous mission, they build it in the middle. And then they make that indicator, that plaster of amma by amma on both sides. Therefore, in that instance, when the wall went to fall, the place and the stones would belong to both of them, since they both participated in the building and giving the location for it.